Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the By Yahweh's Design conference call for the 9th day of September, year 2020. I am Commander Dan, your host and chairman for this meeting of the House of Jacob Israel. The agenda for today's call is TikTok. Time is running out. We dedicate this call to our Heavenly Father Yahweh, who is the great I Am. We also dedicate this call to His holy remnant, who are the believing sons and daughters of Jacob, who was later named Israel. Today, these people are known as the Caucasian, or the true Israelite peoples of the world. Hallelujah, which means all praise Yahweh in ancient or Paleo Hebrew. To my Welsh kinsmen across the ocean, Shumai, and welcome to the program, Cymru and Byth. We are in the question and answer mode. And that means, of course, that you're muted once you join the call, whether by phone or by your computers. And if you wish to participate in the live chat, then you need to signal either by star 6 on your phone or by hitting the ask question button on your computer. Our website is PastorDan.net, and again, that's www.PastorDan.net. N-E-T. And again, a lot of information being put up there almost on a daily basis. A lot of information about health, weapons, ammunition, survival, getting back to basics, a lot of news items, etc. Also, a lot of research material there. If you're a latecomer to the identity message and you want to find out the truth of Scripture, I would highly recommend you go there and pick out some of the great websites that have already invented the wheel. We're not trying to reinvent the wheel here. Bertrand Comparet, Wesley Swift, Colonel Gale, and many, many other great teachers that have gone before us. Their materials are available on a lot of different sites. And, of course, some of the newer stuff that's being produced is excellent as well. So the teachings are out there, folks. If you want to know the truth of Scripture, you should know by now at this late stage in the game that the churches are indeed the whitewashed sepulchers full of dead men's bones. Basically, they're tombs in the sense that the people that are going to these brick-and-mortar mainstream churches are in basically a tomb. They're dead men, dead women walking, spiritually speaking. They're not going to get any truth in there to keep them alive. You see, you need sustenance. You need water even more than you need food. And Yahweh said of himself when he walked this earth, am I not living waters? Well, that's what you need to nourish the body. You need to nourish the soul to keep it alive. And obviously, the mainstream churches are not going to give you any kind of water. They're going to give you a watered-down version of the Scriptures, so that it can be politically correct, but they're not going to teach you what's really going on. So we have an awful lot of stuff going on today. I just watched a YouTube channel by Dr. Stephen Turley, T-U-R-L-E-Y, Turley, and he had one today that Trump is mobilizing armed militias as civil war appears imminent. Now, of course, Dr. Turley is a pro-Trumper, and he doesn't talk about Q much, but he's definitely a pro-Trumper, so he's assuming Trump's on our side. And is there a wink and a nod towards the formation of militias? Well, the militias are going to form whether somebody in Washington likes it or not. It's just the natural consequences. Thomas Chittum talked about in his book Civil War II, The Coming Breakup of America. It's a natural happenstance when you have two opposing forces within the same borders, they cannot coexist. And so there's a state of perpetual anxiety and conflict. So if you live in an area that's dominated by left-leaning communist Democrats and communist Republicans, you're going to be at odds with them. That's just natural. So we're probably going to do what Thomas Chittum called balkanize and split up. The country will split up between conservative Christian, predominantly white areas, and everybody else. because I lump them all together, whether they're Bolshevik communists or they're just non-whites who are typically Bolsheviks in their ideology anyway, and in their voting. They may talk the talk, but when it comes down to the voting records, they vote socialist, left-leaners. That's why the enemy allowed all these non-whites in. White people are so slow on the uptake, it's amazing to me. Why do you think the Jews decimated our immigration policy in 1965 under the leadership of Jacob Javits? May he rot in hell. The Jew and his little Jew band of co-conspirators decimated our immigration policy, and Ted Kennedy was the face of the goyim put out there for the sheep. And ever since then, it's been an open floodgate. Well, why do you think that is? And why is it nobody gave a damn? It's why TikTok, time's running out, folks. You're going to have to pay for all of your acquiescence. You're going to have to pay for your complicity, your ass-kissing. You men, for sucking up to your women just so you can get laid or you have a good time, okay? Has it been worth it? Okay, sucking up to your bosses for a paycheck, is it worth it? Sucking up to the system because they don't steal quite as much money this year as you thought they might. Is it worth it? Has it been worth it to crouch down on your knees and lick the boots on all of these masters you've got? Well, guess what? It's still coming, isn't it? So no matter how much boot licking you did, this thing is still going to steamroll right over top of you. And it's going to take you out and your family. Everything that you say you care about is going to get wiped out. Or don't you realize that yet? Are you still pretending that none of this is going on? Are you still pretending that you have a white knight in Washington going to save the day? Are you still pretending that you can still turn your back on the living God and his commandments and get away with it? Is that your paradigm? Is that your comfort zone that you've created and you feel comfortable with that nonsense? Well, I hope it works well for you, because the odds are it's not going to get much better, and it's going to get much uglier, much, much uglier as we go forward. That's why I said time's running out, folks. If you can't sense it, just like we all sensed it back in the latter months of 2019, that something big was getting ready to get dumped on us. We had no idea it was going to be as ugly as what it's been since February. But this nonsense, this complete, utter insanity is all around us, and it's not abating. So that's why I said TikTok, time's running out, folks. You can convince yourself otherwise all day long, but you're not going to change the facts. Whereas that one adage goes, you can ignore the truth, but you cannot ignore the consequences of ignoring the truth. You can't do it. I was pretty happy to see a gentleman get up and basically lambast a councilman or some sort of government body out in California, and he used one of the quotes that we use on the show quite a bit by Benjamin Rush, talking about the medical, if you put your medicine and whatnot in the hands of these cretins, that you're setting yourself up for disaster. In fact, let me see if I got the quotes opened up here, and we can actually read that quote directly, because it is a pretty good quote, and it fits very well with what we got going on here right now. So give me just a second, I'll give it to you. But anyway, so whether it's our show itself or not, the things we talk about here, people are picking up on. That's what I want you to understand. Right here, Benjamin Rush. Unless we put medical freedom into the Constitution, the time will come when medicine will organize into an undercover dictatorship to restrict the art of healing to one class of men, can you say doctors, and deny equal privileges to others, can you say allopathic and naturopathy and naturopathic doctors. They are the others that they're talking about here, people who do things the natural way. The Constitution of the Republic should make a special privilege for medical freedoms as well as religious freedom. In other words, Benjamin Rush warned us of what we see happening right now. We've got a medical mafia basically ushering us under martial law. Okay? Whether you like to call it that or not, that's exactly what we're under, martial law, hiding behind a medical, made-up, phony pandemic, because there is no pandemic by any stretch of the imagination. You got to be a complete dunce. You have to be a complete television watcher, completely mesmerized by the image of the beast, the image controlled by the beast. That's who you have to be in order to believe that any of this nonsense is for real. And you also have to be the low IQ morons out there that listen to the television ascribing every death is somehow related to this mysterious virus that somehow knows not to attack people once they're at their table having dinner, but they must mask from the door to their table. That's a pretty damn smart virus, if indeed viruses cause anything anyway, because there are very, very many doctors now speaking out that viruses are just basically poop from your cells. Viruses are an indication that your cells have destroyed something, and what's left over that they excrete from themselves is called a virus. It's the remnants, the, if you want to call it, the poop from the cells as they fight off bacteria and other things that actually do cause illness. You see, it's like that back in the 80s and 90s, it drove me crazy with the women watching all these soap operas. And some men do too. Don't get me wrong. There's some men who are just as weak-minded. But the ladies particularly fell for these soap operas. And I'll never forget the time I went home after, this is when I was in the Air Force, and I was married, and I heard the wife on the phone talking to one of her girlfriends, and she was going on and on and on about this situation that was just terrible. Somebody married somebody else, somebody was having an affair, and on and on. And finally I said, who the hell are you talking about? I said, I don't know anybody that's involved in all the crap you're talking about. What are you talking about? Oh, we're talking about all my children or some other goofy soap opera. I said, but you're on the phone talking to whoever it is as if this is real. And they actually did talk as if this was really happening, never dawning to them, it's a soap opera. We have the same phenomenon happening today when the image of the beast puts on, out there a television movie. I actually had men in an office where I was working in the 1990s were arguing about something of historical value. And I looked at the one young guy and I said, well, wait a minute, what are you talking about? And he went on and on about this historical event. I said, you do know that that's not true, right? He goes, no, it was in such and such a movie. I said, wait a minute, you're going to argue with this other guy over here who actually reads history books written by academics and researchers. You're going to argue against him based on a movie? These are the same people that took the death of the 17 children and the older people as well at Waco and just said it was okay because the news media told them David Koresh was a bad guy. So the murder and burning down of the building, the church building there in Waco, it was okay because the trusted voices on the image of the beast said it was just David Koresh's people, and they were bad people. And it was okay. Everybody went back to munching on their snacks and drinking their beer and watching the latest sports game. You see, that's what leads up to what's going on right now, folks. Acquiescence and a laissez-faire attitude about everything going on around you. Okay? And Christ warned us about that. He called it the lukewarm. That's what we've become as a people. I'm particularly talking about the white race, because Adam was put here to bring law and order on this earth. And as Adam has shrunk into the shadows and allowed every other race to take control, it's complete pandemonium. Because these other races, and particularly the Jews, they don't give a damn. They're out for whatever they can get. So they don't care about law and order. They don't care about your children. They don't care about the earth. They don't care about anything except being in control and making lots of money so that they can live high on the hog while you and your family basically starve. They don't really care about you. They never have, and they never will. So TikTok, time is running out. We're very close, very close to go time in this country right now. And even if you don't believe in a Bible, even if you don't believe in the God of the Bible, you're still going to have to go through this. And the only solution, whether you want to admit it or not, is for men to stand up and bring justice back upon this earth, and with violence. Now, a lot of people say they don't want us to be violent. Well, you somebody show me how you're going to do it then. Okay? How are you going to get these absolutely insane communists who all through history, these Jewish Bolshevik communists, have never relented, never repented, never shown an ounce of remorse for their murder, mayhem, rape, slavery, organ harvesting, child sex slavery, all of it, have never once uttered a single syllable of repentance, ever. How do you get these cretins, these miscreants, to behave? Okay? If it's not with violence. Now, if somebody can show me how to do it nonviolently, I say, great. If Yahshua wants to come back and take care of it for us, I say, hallelujah. Because true Israelite men don't particularly care for violence. We're not violent people. I don't like raising my voice. I don't like getting in anybody's face, but God damn it, if you're going to push me to it, then you better watch out. Because once you've pushed us over that point, we don't stop till the job's done. I hope the other side is aware of that. Oh yeah, a lot of our boys have been cucked. A lot of our boys are basically muted and sterilized, castrated, mentally castrated for sure. But not all of us have. There's a Gideon remnant out there, and praise Yahweh for that. And there's a Phinehas priesthood out there. And pretty soon, it'll be time for the restrainer to step back and let our boys have at it. Because this can't go on much longer. The insanity is just unbelievable. And how people could not see this coming when you had drag queen story hour, you had that Desmond young boy that's a tranny being paraded around and lauded over. Those are all very perverse things, folks. And the fact that your preachers have allowed abortion to go on for, what is it, over four decades, and they still call themselves men of God, they still say their houses of worship are full of believers. No, if they were full of believers, the local abortion clinic would be burnt to the ground. And to be quite honest, probably the workers inside while it burns. That's if you had real believers. Nowhere in Scripture are you supposed to have mercy on those that take the life of an innocent child. Where does it say that? That's the most innocent life there is on this earth. A child, an unborn child, cannot speak for itself. It cannot defend itself. It is the most innocent of all life. And you're allowing it to be butchered on a daily basis by the multiple thousands. And those buildings are not burnt to the ground. And the perpetrators, including those in government and those in the courtrooms that say it's okay, haven't been taken outside and executed. How do you appease the living God who sanctified life How do you appease him when you allow these people to live? You allow their buildings to stand because you're sitting there on your hands. That's why, guys, because you're afraid of your wives. You're afraid of being called names. You're afraid of the government. You're afraid of the cops. You're afraid of the Israelis. You're afraid of the Jews. You're afraid of your own shadows, for crying out loud. I'm just speaking the truth. I'm not trying to be condemning of anybody, and I'm not saying I'm without sin. I'm just stating the facts. As anybody with a brain and eyes and ears to witness the empirical evidence around you, tell me it's not true. Now, Ralph in Canada says that we should bring upon them Psalm 149. I'll tell you what, we're going to read the two psalms I had in mind for tonight together, since they both apply. And both of these psalms have to do with our enemies, okay? These should be daily psalms that we say in our prayers, our imprecatory prayers. The first one is Psalm 83. Yahweh God, do not keep silent. Do not keep silent and do not be still, Yahweh God. For behold, your enemies are stirred up. Those who hate you have lifted up their heads. That's haughty, that's proud, that's, hey, look at me, I'm not worried about your God. They conspire with cunning against your people. They plot against your cherished ones. Come, they say, let us destroy them as a nation, which that word, by the way, means a race of people. That's you and me, folks, the white race. That the name of Jacob Israel may be remembered no more. Do they not want to get rid of us white folk? Absolutely. For they have conspired together with one mind. They form an alliance against you, Yahweh God. The tents of Edom, that's the Jews, and the Ishmaelites, that's your Middle Easterners, Moab and the Haggites, Gebal, Ammon, and Amalek, Philistia with the inhabitants of Tyre. Assyria also is joined with them. They have helped the children of Lot, Shelah. Do to them as you did to Midian, as to Sisera, as to Jabin at the river Kishon, who perished at Endor, who became as dung upon the earth. Make their nobles like Oreb and Zeb, yes, all their princes like Zeba and Zalmunna, who said, let us take possession of Yahweh's pasture lands. My Elohim God, make them like tumbleweed, like chaff before the wind, as the fire that burns the forest, as the flame that sets the mountains on fire, so pursue them with your tempest and terrify them with your storm. Fill their faces with confusion that they may seek your name, Yahweh. Let them be disappointed and dismayed forever. Yes, let them be confounded and perish, that they may know that you alone, whose name is Yahweh, are the Most High over all the earth. Yeah, indeed. Indeed. Psalm 83. Now we're going to jump over to another psalm, which is also very applicable, and that is Psalm 149. It's just a short one. Praise Yahweh, sing to Yahweh a new song, his praise in the assembly of the saints. The saints here, of course, means the called out ones, the ecclesia. Let Jacob Israel rejoice in him who made them. That's you and me, folks. Let the children of Zion be joyful in their king. Let them praise his name in the dance. Let them sing praises to him with tambourine and harp. For Yahweh takes pleasure in his people. He crowns the humble with salvation. Let the saints rejoice in honor. Let them sing for joy on their beds. May the high praises of Elohim God be in their mouths and a two-edged sword in their hand, to execute vengeance on the nations and punishments on the peoples, to bind their kings with chains and their nobles with fetters of iron, to execute on them the written judgment. All his saints have this honor. Praise Yah. You see, it's an honor to execute judgment upon the wicked, folks. And the earth is succumbed to the nefarious deeds of these bad actors because Yahweh's men have acquiesced. We don't perform Psalm 149 anymore. We don't sing his praises on our beds and then go forth with a two-edged sword. We've got the praises part down like a champ. We spend a lot of time every Sunday in these whitewashed sepulchers trying to pretend that we're true believers, but we left our two-edged swords at home because the government said that, well, you can't carry it without our permission. Yeah, we have to decide if you're worthy to have that two-edged sword. And even if we let you have one, you can only have one that's 18 inches long because the bigger swords, only our guys can carry them. And you make sure you don't have any chariots or any catapults because only government robots get to carry those. So, but you can have your 18-inch sword as long as you leave it at home. And you only carry it out when we say you can, and don't ever use it. You can carry it, but don't ever use it to defend your family or yourself or your property. No, no, no. Or to bring justice onto the way. Oh, no, no, no. No, you stay at home. Keep that sword in the closet unless we give you permission to bring it out. That's exactly what's going on right now. And that's because you have come to believe that government is a god. And government agents are his angels amongst you, his messengers. And you treat them as little demigods. Okay? Little demigods. So you treat them just as a god is government as a whole. And these little agents that come around in the, quote, name of the government, you treat them like they're gods as well. Okay, you're bootlickers. And you wonder why your nation looks like it does now when all you're good for is licking boots. Okay? We have 18-inch swords and we're not using them. Some of us have longer swords. And some of you guys have even better stuff than that. I know you do. But we haven't started using them yet. The day is coming, though. Tick-tock. Time is running out. Time is running out for the wicked. Judgment's coming. But also time's running out for Yahweh's people. Our rebellion is why we have this punishment on our heads. We have turned away from him to follow political correctness. We have turned away from him to chase after Jewish shekels and Jewish praise when Christ was murdered by these people. Okay, you love Christ, but you worship his murderers. How does that work? Does somebody want to call in and tell me how that works? Your book that you carry around called a Bible and history tells us that the Jews murdered Christ. Yahweh's Messiah. They had a mock trial. They made false allegations. They condemned him for a non-crime and had him murdered. Sound familiar? How many of our white men and women have had this same thing done to them over the centuries by these same Christ killers? The Catholic Church itself is stained in the blood of martyrs. And who do you think runs the Catholic Church? The same usual suspects. So they like to hide a lot of their nefarious deeds behind religiosity when in fact it's political. It's so the Jew can attain power and money. And that's how they get rid of their competition, just like Joan of Arc. Joan of Arc was a tax protester. How many people know that? She was called by the Frenchmen of the day, the maiden, the fair maiden, because she led a tax rebellion against the current government of that day. because they were taxing the poor people in the countryside to death. Does that sound familiar? And Joan of Arc raised up the armies. She didn't do so much of the fighting, but she did raise up the armies to go to war against the, quote, establishment to free them up. And so how did the establishment get rid of Joan of Arc? They used religion. And they whisked her out of France because the French people would have been up in arms. So they scurried her away in darkness to England, where the English had no problem having a mock trial for their buddies, the Jews. And they condemned her to be burned at the stake. Does that all sound familiar yet to you? As they tried to condemn white people speaking out about what's going on today, does it have a familiar ring yet to you? Is any of this kind of coming to your racial consciousness as we've had century after century of Jewish intrigue, murder, and assassination of our people, hiding behind religion, hiding behind fake news, and now we're hiding behind a fake pandemic as they bring down our white culture and our white civilization? Does it sort of have any kind of recognition in your memory, your psyche at all? We've been here before, folks, many, many times, and time is running out. This one's for all the marbles. This is the first time it is literally worldwide, all at the same time. Every government is part of what's going on right now. Every one of them. First time in history. Now, a lot of people think this is all for the good and we're going to restore everything. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I would be the first one to scream hallelujah. If all this conspiracy of these government officials is to bring down the cabal and restore the rights of the people. But I'm not going to hold my breath for that. And I'm not going to unload my weapons. And I'm not going to put my sword up on the shelf. My sword is at the ready 24 hours a day. I don't trust anybody. And I certainly don't trust what I can't see or witness with my own eyes. I don't think my father raised a complete fool. Now, I'm like anybody. I love good news. I love it when I see that good people are trying to do good things to bring righteousness upon the earth, to vindicate the people that have been hurt by this system, the poor innocent children, the people that have had their organs harvested. We've got a lot of innocent blood that needs to be avenged. Anybody working to avenge that, I salute them and I'm all for them. My prayers go out for them. But if anybody thinks I'm going to trust these people in charge today with anything, no. Not until I see it clearly. That's why I say, I'll follow people I trust and people that I admire, like George Washington, General Robert E. Lee, General Stonewall Jackson, General Douglas MacArthur, and General George S. Patton, to name a few, because they said a good soldier prepares for war and prays for peace. Are our men good soldiers today? Not too much evidence of it yet, but I believe they're out there. In my travels, I've got to meet some of them. It's been an honor to make their acquaintance and to be invited into their homes and sometimes even to be shown a few of the things they've got prepared for the wicked. But it's near the end, folks, and it's time to take a stand. As we've been talking about, the fence that everybody likes to sit on is getting smaller by the day. It's almost razor sharp right now. In fact, it is so sharp, I don't know how anybody can sit on it, to be honest with you. Things are so ugly right now. How could you possibly not take a stand? How could you possibly not be deciding one way or the other at this time? I mean, it is hideous what's going on out there. Hideous. So as that fence disappears, what side are you going to come down on, folks? You don't have that privilege of sitting on your ass watching television, drinking your beer, and thinking you're going to just ride this out. I feel sorry for those folks that actually think that's going to happen. You're not going to get that. Not this time. This is it. This is why I keep telling you Malachi chapter 4. You've got to read it. We're there. You're in it right now. Obadiah 18 is about to be unleashed upon the earth. A flame and a fire. And no matter how bad it looks for our side right now, for the wicked, it's going to get a whole lot worse very, very soon. That's why they're so insane, they are so criminal, and they don't even try to hide it right now. Their anger is very great because they don't have much time left, exactly as the prophets told us. Their anger would be extremely deep and strong, because there is nowhere for them to go. There is no hiding. There is no turning back for them either. Both sides have to understand that we're in this to the end. That we're there, folks. So that's why I don't spend a whole lot of time trying to teach the identity message per se, like we did for 20 years up till now. Because if you haven't got that message by now, it's a little bit late in the game. You're going to have to figure out who you can trust. You know, I was thinking of that the other day. When Yahshua walked this earth, did he have Bible classes? Oh, wait a minute, that's right, they didn't have Bibles. Did he have scripture scroll classes? No, that's right, he couldn't carry all those ancient scrolls with him. They're all locked up in the temple. Well, geez, how did Christ do it then? Because we act like if it's not a Bible lesson going with it, we can't learn truth. That's funny, because Christ, that's not how he operated. He figured you'd better have enough discernment, didn't he? He figured it as he asked Peter, "Who say you that I am?" All right, he didn't have to prove it with any written text. He expected the people listening to him to know the authority that he had. He expected the people listening to him to have enough discernment within them to know whether the person talking to him was truthful or not. Because you can back up the truth with empirical evidence all around you. The same way when a liar is talking, just like when Fauci first came on the television set, my skin crawled. I didn't even listen to what the man said. I could tell he was a smarmy worm. I wouldn't trust a thing coming out of the mouth of that piece of dirt. I knew it right from the start. Same thing with the woman Burks that was up there with him. I looked at my brother. Why is Trump and Fox News putting this piece of shit up there for us to see? He's a liar. He's a scumbag. He's an antichrist. And over the months that followed, we found out that's exactly what he is. All right? No big news there, right? Nothing to see here. And yet, he's still around. So where's the good guys, okay? I'm going to ask you that. Where are these white knights as we approach the end of the first 4 years of the Trump administration? Where the hell's all the arrests? I keep hearing that they're going on, but where's the evidence of it going on? I still see the same creatures in Washington. I still hear the same creatures spewing their garbage. Now, some people say it's a clone, it's a double, they're really here, they're really in jail, they're really dead, blah, 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 blah. All I know is my world is still chaotic. My world is still upside down. I still see people pushing these face diapers when everybody knows they don't work. I still see stores trying to say, if I don't have a face diaper on it, I don't have a right to feed my family. And also, there's businesses out here, if you don't want to put a face diaper on, you don't have a right to come to work. What? When did you become a doctor? When did you have the right to give medical advice? All because the Antichrists have told you to do it? All because the beast system, which is a governmental system, told you that? This is how you know this is where we're at. This is all over the earth at one single time. It's the corporatocracy, the corporations, the merchants, which is the worldwide corporations, the world governments, and the international bankers. They're all part of the same cabal. They're all working together. And the media is just one of their little harlot whore daughters. They're not a separate entity. They actually belong to that cabal. The trilateral parts of the beast are, again, the bankers, the merchants, and the governments, the corporations, the merchants, all working together to subdue mankind, to enslave mankind, and to create a one-world government. That with them at the top, and you and I, and our children's children, their slaves. I'm going to say it again. This vaccine that they're calling it a vaccine, but it's not a vaccine. And these tests that they're trying to implement and they're putting those infrared guns at your forehead, those are not good for you, folks. People act like, oh, it doesn't hurt much. Well, you know, that's the same thing about ultrasounds. Oh, it's just sound waves, Dan. Don't worry about it. What? That's not what my naturopathic doctors and instructors told me. Anytime your body is being bombarded by an electromagnetic wave, especially if that wave, like in lipotripsy, is capable of breaking up a stone and you don't think it can do harm, and those sound waves go in there and bounce back an image of your baby with that ultrasound, you don't believe that can do harm? Really? The same thing with vaccines, or what they call vaccines, all of these things that they do, and the infrared being pointed right at your forehead, right where the pineal gland sits, right where your spiritual connection to the Father resides. Now, you could get your temperature a lot of ways. You don't have to point an infrared gun at your head. But people line up like sheep, just like the cattle down at the cattle yard. They're all in a line waiting for the guy to put the bullet right between the eyes. You ever seen the footage of what happens at the cattle yards? It's pretty sickening, actually. Those cows standing in line don't know what's coming. Those sheep standing in line just so they can get to the grocery store, just so they can go in and buy their booze, just so they can go in and buy their lottery tickets, just so they can go in and watch their entertainment, watch their sports, or hold their jobs, line up. So are these people going to stop when the next thing is, well, you can't go, and in fact, governments are already talking about it. No jab, no job. Did you get what I just said? No jab, meaning no vaccine, no jab, no job. They're already talking about it. They're already advocating it. So it's coming. It's here, folks. It's here. So you're either going to stand up like men and fight, or you're going to roll over and take the jab and die the death of a coward, who's not only a coward in the here and now, but you're not going to stand before the Father. I'm sorry, you're not. If we can't stand against this criminality that's going on right now, this in-your-face insanity and perversion that these Antichrist monsters represent, if you can't stand against that, why the hell should God let you into the kingdom? Would somebody want to explain that to me? Let's just pretend for a minute. You're the Almighty sitting there on that great white throne. And you have all power of life and death. And here comes your creation walking up to you. And they're going to sit there and tell you, but, you know, I really needed that job. I didn't want to lose my 401k. I didn't want my girlfriend to cut me off. So I gave in. But I'm still going to get to come in, right? Now, it's your job. You're sitting on the throne. What are you going to tell that guy? In some cases, that woman, but particularly the guys. You're on the white throne. You're going to decide who gets to come into the kingdom, who's going to be sticking around for a long time to come. What are you going to say to them? You're going to just say, well, yeah, I'll give you a pass. You had all the opportunities in the world. You had all this information. You had all these weapons. You had all this time, and you didn't do a damn thing. But yeah, come on in. Yeah, I'll give you a pass. Is that what you would do? It's not what I would do. I guess my father, being a strict disciplinarian, has rubbed off a little bit. I thought he was a little bit overbearing when I was a kid, but as I've gotten older, I've never, ever once regretted the fact that my father had standards and he expected a certain level of respect and obedience at all times from his children. It made my way going through the world and getting to where I am today a hell of a lot easier because nobody I came up against was more strict than my father. And I played football, I played baseball, I was in the military, I was in other organizations down through the years. I had some pretty rough guys, but none of them were as tough as my father. In fact, I'll even say that none of them were quite as bad as my grandfather. My grandfather and my father were both pretty rough characters. When it came to discipline, they could also give you a hug and a pat on the back and take you down to the Dairy Queen for an ice cream sundae when you got a home run at the baseball game. But they also were very, very quick to tell you when you were not measuring up to their standards. And I think our Father in Heaven's in the same way. I really do. Let's see if I can get this. Okay, let's see. Greg, can you hear me?
This is Brother Greg from the bizarre state of New York. Brother Dan, how are you doing?
I'm doing as well as I can be, I guess. How are you?
Brother, I live in New York.
I feel sorry for you.
Anyway, we're way overdue to check in. And, Brother, I trust you've been praying for me as I've been praying for you. What a time we're living in. I'm excited to be in this time, to be honest. Part of me is depressed to be in this time, but the other part of me is excited to be seeing what's going on. We're going to see the end of this thing, I think.
Yeah, I don't think there's any doubt about that at this point, do you?
It was prophesied that it would be crazy, so we should not be unsettled at what we're seeing. It was told to be this way, so we're seeing it.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, we wish it wasn't this way, but it was told that it would be this way. I assume your invitation for me to come down and visit is still open. We don't have to discuss this now on an open line, but if you hear a couple, two or three knocks at the door and you see a white-faced dude, pale-faced guy, I won't ever show up unannounced. Brother, we are way overdue to hook up. Anyway, what a time we're living in. We're seeing it unfold before us.
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited to be alive right now. I'm 65 years old. 65, bus born in 1955. The world is literally melting down in front of our eyes, as it was foretold it would be.
Mm-hmm.
And the white race is being destroyed from every angle. We're the enemy. They're trying to exterminate us. It's incredible. I don't know. Brother, I'd just say hello. How are you doing?
Oh, well, I'm just doing what I can do day by day.
You can't imagine life in New York.
No, I can't
see that I'm here 2 months from now, 3 months from now. My bug-out plans are highly varied. You know, once you get in your 60s, bug out becomes very complicated. What does bug out even mean? Like, I got to move, I got a cat, I got electronics, I got weapons. What, am I going to just grab a bag and go out to the woods? I don't think so, you know? Wow. Bugging out is for someone in their 20s. Once you hit 60s, there's no bugging out, honestly. I don't know.
It does make our...
You and I have never met yet. I feel highly attracted as a friend to you. I appreciate you picking up my call. I just checked in to hang out. Brother, all I can say is this. Praise Yahweh. Praise Yahweh. I was born a white man, and our race is under attack from 1,000 different angles. We're going to win in the end. All the scriptures foretell it. But in the meantime, we're getting our asses kicked.
Well, that's happening
anyway.
Already. Yeah.
I know. Up here, it's unbelievable. You know, and I live in Rochester, New York. I give out too much information. A few months ago, some feral Negro went crazy, attacked police, they killed him. And all of a sudden, the Black Lives Matter are going nutty up here.
Yeah.
Anyway, life is what it is.
Yep. It's time.
I love Yahweh, brother. I love that my racial lineage goes back hundreds of generations, maybe thousands. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
All I know is I'm a child of our Heavenly Father, Yahweh. Our blessed brother, Jesus Christ, died to bring us into the kingdom. And I'm just surviving day to day. What's going on down there in Florida for you?
I stay pretty much away from the crowds. I don't go out too much, mostly because I just don't want to be around the low IQ inhabitants of this area. I can't stand,
same for me.
You know, so I don't get around them much. I don't give them much opportunity. I
become very antisocial. I don't want to be around people anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I'm content to be by myself, around my family, a couple loved ones, a couple friends. Of course, all of us white brethren have our various white acquaintances that see about 1% of what we see. And we tolerate them, but they become increasingly annoying.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
I think you understand.
Mm-hmm. One of our listeners wants to know if you have any words of vision from the books of 2 Esdras and Jasher.
Brother, I have a lot to say. And to be honest, I've stepped away from speaking publicly just because I don't want to be doxxed up here in New York. But I can say this. What we're going through right now is exactly what we're meant to go through. It's prophesied. It's laid out. We shouldn't be surprised that we're in this weird moment. We shouldn't be surprised that we're the most hated group on the planet. It actually should encourage us if we understand it. I mean, I do not have perfect understanding on the other races. I have opinions, but I only like to share them in public and small conversations.
Mm-hmm.
Because I can't be dogmatic on it. I can't prove it. Brother, when you and I hook up eventually, and I'm going to show up and knock on your door, and you better pour me a nice little you-know-what, and then you and I can talk race. But in the meantime, all I want to do is survive and protect myself and my loved ones and my family. And we are in the exact moment that we are meant to be in. And we are seeing the end of the age of Esau, and we are seeing the beginning of the age of Jacob coming in. And our people, the elect of our people, are going to survive this.
Mm-hmm.
And the traitors of our race are not going to survive this. And it was never meant to be the majority of us would be saved. It's a small number. I mean, it was never meant to be...
Yeah.
I don't have all the answers. And we live... What a moment we're living in, Brother Dan. I tell you the truth, I've preached it for years, yet when I'm in the middle of it, sometimes I don't know how to even explain it. It overwhelms me. But yet I realize that we're meant to be here.
Oh yeah.
And I'm excited. I'm I don't know, excited is the wrong word. I'm not excited to be here. I realize I was meant to be here, and Yahweh is preserving his elect children on this planet. And I think it's going to get way, way, way worse than what it is right now. I think you would agree with me. In the next few months, it's really going to hit the fan. I don't know. I don't have answers, honestly.
Yeah.
I'm like most of us. My head is spinning, yet I realize I'm meant to be here. I think I'll survive it. I'm prepared not to survive it, to be honest. I will say this, and now I'm going into my pharmaceutical background. I was almost a 20-year employee of the largest pharmaceutical company in the world. And I don't want to give too much information because it'll really pin me down. But when they roll out the vaccine, which is imminent, at the point of a gun, do not take a vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
No matter what the cost is, if they roll up and say, take this shot, just decide beforehand you will not take the what is in that shot will literally change your DNA into, I don't even know what. Who knows what these sorcerers, these demonic creatures, these fallen angel beings have devised?
Well, they have.
They've even actually been upfront about it. They have said this will alter your DNA to do a thing.
Right. But you know what that does,
right? Do you trust
right?
them to take that shot? You're out of your mind if you take that shot.
At the
point of a gun, I will not take that shot.
That allows them to own you. They can patent you.
Well, I'll tell you, Brother Dan, if you go back in a theological sense, even to the Garden of Eden, the whole entire attack of the enemy seed line against us boils down to altering DNA.
Yeah.
I'm not saying I see anything, but I see a couple simple things. When the serpent seduced Eve, what did he do? He introduced a satanic DNA seed line into her womb and forced her to bear a satanically induced DNA being, and their whole attack against us is DNA based.
Right.
And they've had a couple thousand years to perfect some kind of a thing that will affect our DNA. And do
mm-hmm.
you trust them to adjust your DNA? Now, based on my 20 years of pharmaceutical experience, I've read their story. Well, this is called rDNA, and it will come in and it will change your DNA to recognize the spikes, if you've seen the pictures of the coronavirus DNA, where it has the spikes on it, and they're saying, we're going to inject a thing into you to alter your DNA to recognize the spikes, so your body will produce antibodies to fight off the coronavirus. Let me ask you a stupid question. Do you trust them that is all that is going on?
Absolutely.
Don't
not.
Even answer, brother.
Yeah,
clearly. Who knows what they're going to inject into us?
Mm-hmm.
Here's my personal opinion. I can't prove it, but I guarantee you it's 99% true. The thing they want to inject into us has been sitting in warehouses for the last several years. This
oh,
whole
yeah.
concept of all these drug companies striving 24/7 to come out with a vaccine, that's all a smokescreen. It's a false flag. Whatever they want to inject into us has been sitting in warehouses for the last few years.
Sure.
This thing is so planned, it's unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
They would not leave it to some chance that they could come up with some miraculous vaccine. Whatever they want to shoot into your body, they've already been buying millions of doses of it. The warehouses are full. The military is going to be rolled out. I kid you not, the shit is going to hit the fan in the next 4 to 6 weeks. There's no doubt whatsoever. They're
mm-hmm.
even telling us that.
Yeah.
I'm excited to be alive right now, Brother Dan. Honestly.
Yeah.
It's going to get crazy here in the next few weeks. I wish I could say it's going to get crazy in the next few years. I believe it's going to get crazy in the next few weeks. I can't even say months. I'm thinking weeks.
Yeah,
I don't know. I'm making plans to, you know, dude, I'm in my mid-60s. I can't bug out anymore. If I was in my 20s, I could think bugging out. Once you hit 60, there's no bugging out. Mm-hmm. I'm just thinking, I don't know. Wait, could I move? I don't know. What do you think, brother? What's your take on this whole moment?
Well,
I know.
Yeah, you do what you're able. Every one of us is in a different spot. Some people are sitting in a pretty comfortable spot. Others aren't. Some have means to get up and move everything right away, and others don't.
Can I give you my one or two bullet points?
Yeah.
Here it is. At the point of a gun, I don't care what happens. I will absolutely refuse to the point of death. You will not inject me with whatever vaccine they roll out and say, oh, Big Pharma says it's safe, the studies say it's good, it produces antibodies. Do not believe them. It is witchcraft, it is sorcery, it is the devil's portion. The injection is literally the kiss of death, and it may literally be the mark of the beast. I don't have any proof of that, but all the pointers point to it. If they roll out the vaccine and say, oh, it's mandatory, it's for the public good, yeah, we wish we could say it wasn't, force it on you, but yeah, blah, 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 I would take a bullet before I would take a vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, I'm not a turn the other cheek kind of guy. If I'm going to take a bullet, I'm going to give 3 or 4 back. I'm just saying.
I know.
I think you understand, bro.
Yeah, I would turn my cheek to you.
I'm turning the cheek, that's a feint while I'm actually pulling out a little, you know what, from the back, from a little small of the back holster and let fly with a little, you know what. And if I'm going down, it's not a little mild meek turn the other cheek.
Oh, I know. Well, we know what that verse actually is talking about versus the rest of these Zio Christians out there don't have a clue.
He that does not have a sword, let him sell his cloak and buy a sword.
Right.
Thank you, Jesus Christ, for saying that. We should be armed, in other words. I got it. Copy that.
Yep. Amen.
Anyway, brother, listen, I'm sorry I haven't kept much in touch. Life is complicated up here lately.
I know.
And, I mean, let me ask you a quick question, Brother Dan. The whole COVID-19 thing obviously is total bullshit. It's nonsense, the mask, the whole thing. False flag's not the word. It's so highly orchestrated. I got to admit, I tip my hat to the satanic seed line, how organized, how they've drawn in all the governments, the localities, the local politicians. I salute them. This has been years in the planning. Their planning has been unbelievable. And it's so false. It's such nonsense. I believe the whole end game might be literally the jab, the shot that they're going to roll out with great fanfare. I can't quite figure out Trump's position in it. He's for us, he's against it. I don't know. I trust no politician. I don't know. I can't answer that. But I can tell you this. When they roll out the vaccine to the point of death, say no. Refuse it.
Mm-hmm.
Go down fighting. Go down meekly. Choose your way. But to take a shot that the sorcerers will roll out that will alter your DNA, if you feel okay with that, you cannot be okay.
Right.
You have to fight that to the point of literally death. Do not take... To me, it's the mark of the beast. That's my opinion. The jab that they're coming out with, and it may literally... They're talking about it coming out in the next... We're not talking years. We're talking weeks. That's what makes me think it's the whole thing from the beginning. They've already had it. The whole, all 50, 60 companies are striving to come out with this vaccine. It's all a smokescreen. Whatever they want to inject into us has been there for the last few years.
Mm-hmm.
This is highly organized. Freaks me out how organized it is. Why Yahweh put me through 20 years working for one of the biggest pharmaceutical companies on the planet? I'm just beginning to see it. I worked for the company. I don't want to say it because it will kind of point to me. But it was bought out by the gigantic company Pfizer, which is probably the company going to roll out the vaccine. And if life had gone differently, I would have been a high-level executive with Pfizer. Maybe even one of the top two, three guys. And sometimes when I get weird, I think, you know, if life would have worked out differently, I'd have probably been worth $50, $100 million being a high-level Pfizer guy. And yet here I am struggling to live week to week. I do not regret it.
No. It's,
I do not regret it. But it's given me an understanding of the pharmaceutical industry.
Mm-hmm.
It is literally a satanic energy company. Their ultimate goal can only be one thing, to destroy our race, our seed line, the white race. Brother, the entire world is arrayed against us, our people, our beautiful Anglo-Saxon, true Israelite people.
Mm-hmm.
The entire world hates us.
Yeah.
It freaks me out that most of our people don't recognize it. And I praise Yahweh for the small handful of people that see what I see. You're on that list.
Well, thank you, sir.
How you and I have not hooked up, I don't know. Can we change that? I'm just going to assume I have an open invitation to come down and say hello.
Oh,
and you have an open invitation, although I really don't want to invite you to New York.
No, I can.
You do not want to come
you.
Up here.
Yeah,
better
no.
for me to come down south than you to come to New Yorkistan.
That's right.
You know?
Yep. There's a good
you don't
quote
want to come
that,
up here.
Good quote that fits in with what you were saying, Greg. Jim Elliot said, "He is no fool who gives up what he cannot keep to gain what he cannot lose." And he's talking about our life here on this earth. You're not a fool if you give it up in order that you gain what you can't lose, which is the life, the second life, the life.
Well, you know, brother, one of the luxuries of being in your 60s, I'm 65,
mm-hmm.
65 years old. My life is still precious to me, but it's not as precious to me as when I was 20 or 30. And I realize I could lay down my life for the right thing. I would do mm-hmm. it willingly. I will never, ever accept the vaccine. I swear it before Yahweh. I will die. And by the way, whatever the vaccine they roll out, brothers and sisters, determine right now. And they will make it uncomfortable not to take it. I do not think they will initially make it totally, quote unquote, mandatory. They'll make it like they do the mask.
Right.
You want to go into a grocery store? You want to go here, you want to go there. You know, right now, we tolerate a mask. I wore a mask in a couple places today. I pull it down over my nose because I can breathe through my nose. But the mask is basically the precursor to the vaccine. Very mm-hmm. organized. So what they're going to do is they're going to make the vaccine similar to the mask. Oh, you want to go in a grocery store? Oh, we're going to need to see your proof of vaccination there, brother. Brother Dan, Brother Greg. They won't call us Brother Dan. Oh, yep. you haven't received the vaccine? Well, you can't come in the grocery store. You can't come in this store. You can't go to the hardware store. We're not going to put a gun to your head yet, but you can't. They'll squeeze you. And then they'll put out the propaganda line, and they're already putting it out. I've seen articles. Those who refuse to take the vaccine are putting the rest of us at risk. Have you seen the articles coming out? I have. I'm sure you have.
Oh, sure.
They will villainize and demonize those who refuse the vaccine. They're putting us all at risk, those anti-vaxxers. You know, they'll probably come up with a better term than that. They will make it very uncomfortable for you not to have the satanic pharmaceutical vaccination. Do you really want them to go in and alter your DNA? I'll tell you, Brother Dan, the most precious thing that we have ever been given in this planet is our DNA.
Yeah.
I saw a number of years ago, Yahweh unfolded some things to me. I saw that the Book of Life years ago is really just a record of DNA traced back to Jesus Christ through Adam up to this current moment. The Book of Life is a record of those who have prayed a prayer to Jesus. The Book of Life is a record of our DNA back to the original Adam up to this moment. And you know what? I used to get bored with all the genealogies in the Bible until I figured out why they were there. The genealogies in Matthew, in Luke, in the Old Testament, those are snippets of the Book of Life. You know, it seems boring to say so-and-so begat so-and-so. And then I realized this is the tracing of racial purity. And that's what the Book of Life is. And you take a vaccination that's going to alter your DNA. It is like the most satanic attack. It's, you know, one thing I don't want to say I appreciate about the Jews, but one thing I've understood about the Jews, when they get a formula that works against us, they just use it over and over and over and over again. When the serpent approached Eve in the garden, he didn't look to kill her, murder her. He looked to destroy her DNA. He looked to alter her DNA. You let me do what I want to do, you're going to be as God. Spread your legs. Adam's not around. Let me do what I want to do. You're going to like it. Boom. Here, we got Cain. And to this day, we have the curse of these wretched satanic creatures among us. And the plan has never changed. And the vaccination is just a more up-to-date version of that. It's basically Eve being seduced in the garden of 10.0. Let me inject you with our special juice. It's going to save you from the deadly COVID-19 plague. In reality, all it is going to do is what they did to Eve, or what they try to do. They want to alter our DNA to destroy our heavenly precious DNA, the most precious thing on this planet. So many of our people are just going to submit to it. The elect will not.
Right.
Our people need to determine, if they haven't already, do not accept a vaccination that they will roll out. Brothers and sisters, at the point of death, say no.
Yep.
Do not accept it.
I got a letter that came from Patrick in Texas. He sent it. I want to read it, see what you think of it. He wanted me to read it on the air. He said, Daniel, as you doubtless know, this Dr. Kerry Magic, I'm not sure how you pronounce it, M-A-D-E-J, is another truthful doctor in an ever-increasing group of like-minded doctors sticking their necks out, risking their license, and possibly risking their lives to get the truth out about this satanic, demonic, antichrist, attempted destruction of our white, true Israelite race. Because the scriptures are for and about our people only. The scriptures, I don't have chapter and verse right now, that states that all life would end, meaning us, if Yahshua did not directly intervene himself and stop the genocide. Seems to me
it's in Matthew, I don't know the verse.
Seems to me
we would be wiped out if he did not intervene. If he did not intervene, we would not survive.
Right.
We are clearly entering into that period in the near future, very near.
He says, seems to me to be coming in a matter of months with this new so-called vaccine. It can be nothing less than taking the, quote, mark of the beast, and Yahweh will forever reject anyone, our people or not, that take this vaccine because it is admixture, and they will no longer be purely human. They will be destroyed along with the others that Yahweh hates and has vowed to destroy utterly and completely as if they never even existed. If you could, please
read
this
message. What was the name of that brother that wrote that letter?
Patrick.
He shows excellent understanding.
Yeah.
He nails it.
Yeah. He said, if you could, please read this during your call tonight. It is essential that no matter what pressures are put upon any of us, that it would be better to die than to let this DNA-altering material get into our temples. Death will merely cause Yahweh...
I could not say it better than that.
Yeah, death will merely cause Yahweh to resurrect us. We will have stayed racially pure and true to Him at the same time. There is literally nothing more important than that. Yahweh bless all. Patrick.
Well, I wish I could have said it so well.
Yeah. Yeah, very well said.
I mean, brother, our DNA, our racial heritage, it's everything. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't have answers, honestly. I just, we're living in the end of this age, and...
Mm-hmm.
It's going to crank up here. I think it's in a matter of weeks, not months. And we may be well at the point where we decide injection or death. What is my choice? And I wish I could say it was a long ways off. I literally believe it's weeks. They're putting out all kinds of feelers about vaccines being okayed in October. What's that, a few weeks from now? I mean, settle yourself with your decision. Don't wait till the moment to decide. Decide it tonight. Decide it right now. I'm guessing most of our listeners, your listeners, have made the decision. I spent almost 20 years in the pharmaceutical industry. I had no idea what I was in at the time, to be honest. I thought I was a lucky guy. I made big money. You can't imagine the money in the pharmaceutical industry. I wish I had hang on to more of it, to be honest. And it is a satanic industry. They are out, as is almost the entire world, arrayed against our people, our Israelite race. The entire world wants us gone. Once you see that, everything kind of falls into place. We have no allies in the world. The world wants us destroyed. They think we're some kind of enemy.
Yeah.
I don't know, Dan. I live in a bad place. Why I live in New York, I don't know. I'm clearly one of those guys Yahweh has figured out I must learn every lesson in life the hardest way possible. That's why I'm still here. I'm a slow learner, obviously. I'm 65 years old. I'm a slow learner. Yeah, Yahweh has unveiled things to me that I'm appreciative for. But just speaking to this thing, they're going to roll out the vaccine. Brothers and sisters, Big Pharma wants to inject something into you that will alter your DNA. They're telling you, your DNA will now recognize the coronavirus vaccine, and it will produce antibodies against it. Do you trust them that that's all it's going to do? Please tell me you do not.
Of course not.
You know?
I haven't trusted them for a lot of years.
It's literally Satan whispering to Eve, oh, this is okay. You'll be as God. You'll know everything.
Right.
The plan hasn't changed. They trick us. They trick us. They deceive us. They lie to us. Unfortunately, we are a benevolent, stupid, altruistic people. We are easily tricked. Most of us are. Brother, it's not easy to trick me anymore. I'm pretty jaded. I assume you are too. You get old, you figure things out. I'm jaded.
But our people are easily deceived, our women in particular. Do not take the vaccine, brothers and sisters. It is, just assume it's the mark of the beast. I can't prove it, but it's likely the mark of the beast. If it isn't, it's a precursor to it. But it is not what they will tell you it is. And go down fighting, by the way. I don't believe we have to do the turn the other cheek thing.
No. Of course not.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah, Angel sent in Revelation chapter 9, verse 6. In those days, people will seek death and will in no way find it. They will desire to die, and death will flee from them. So, you know, we're going to witness some really strange things. I personally don't think they're going to have the power to force the remnant to take it. I think we're going to separate ourselves from Babylon, and we're going to head for our sanctuaries, wherever Yahweh has picked out for us, just as Noah and his family sought refuge on the ark. If you stick to your guns. Now, if you're just going to roll over, he's not going to assist you. He knows your heart, folks. So if in your heart you've already decided you're going to roll over because you don't want to lose your friends or your family or your trinkets or your pension, he's not going to assist you. But if in your heart of hearts you've decided, I'm not going to take that mark, I'm not going to allow them to alter my God-given DNA, then I believe he will open a door for us to escape and we can congregate outside.
I totally agree, and I've seen it happen. I've seen it happen with me. And we should be very, very excited to be alive right now. We are living in, I believe, one of the most exciting times to be alive for a true Israelite that has ever existed right now. I believe we're going to see the end of this age shortly. Mm-hmm. I can't put a time on it. I don't know such things. But the things that we're seeing right now, and the enemy has shown their hand. They've put their cards on the table. We can see it. They're not even hiding it anymore.
No.
They've played this COVID-19 nonsensical plague, which is complete bullshit. I mean, are you kidding me? If this thing was one-tenth as contagious as they said it was, we'd all be on our deathbeds.
Yeah, I know.
This thing is a complete... it's a psyop. It's a false flag operation. It's well thought out. It's well organized. It's incredibly well financed. I cannot believe how organized they have every country in the world on board. But yet, if you can take a step back and look at it, it's such a joke. Is this the best you have? Is this the best you can come up with? And yet you can't walk into a grocery store or a store without a mask. And right now I'm playing their game with the mask. I put a mask on in a store. But I realize it's such a joke. It's such a joke. But the vaccine, the vaccination is their next big move. And watch for a massive publicity rollout. I don't know where Trump is on this thing. I don't know what to think about him. But the vaccine is the next big move. And I think we're talking a few weeks. I mean, we're into September, and they're talking about a rollout in October. And I'm telling you right now, they'll make a big deal out of it. They'll begin to, you know, they won't force it immediately, but watch them. The mask is the forerunner of the vaccine. We're not going to force you. They don't force you to wear a mask, but if you want to go in and buy groceries, you got to put a mask on. They'll do the same thing with the vaccine, and they'll demonize those that don't get the vax. It's coming up. It's a guarantee. And brothers and sisters, you will not, even at the point of a gun, take a vaccination. It will alter your DNA, and that's all you need to know. It's the satanic plan from the Garden of Eden to today, the altering of your precious, the most precious thing that you possess, is your DNA. It's the book of life. Mm-hmm. The book of life is the genealogy, the white race, pure DNA, the Yahweh-given DNA from Adam to us today. Don't do anything that would alter that. If you've got to take a bullet to the head, don't even hesitate.
throw a few bullets out on the way out, but take the bullet. Do not let anything enter into your body. I can't believe they've even told us. Yeah, this is going to alter your DNA. That alone tells me I won't take this under any circumstances. Yeah. Alter my DNA. I can't say certain things on this show, brother, but you tell me you want to inject a thing into me that's going to alter my DNA?
Well, he's...
I'd rather have the coronavirus, whatever that thing is.
Well,
give me that for a couple weeks. I'm not going to trust you to alter my DNA. Forget about it.
Yeah, he always said, well, I find faith on the earth, and that's what he's testing us for.
That's right. Now. Apparently, many of our people will roll up their shirt sleeves and say, yeah, can I have it?
Well, many of our
people
sad.
Will. I know. Unfortunately, our people, we're like sheep, and sheep are not known for intelligence.
Nope.
They're known for actually being quite stupid. But we are the enlightened sheep. We are Yahweh's children on this planet. And we are the ones that are going to rule and reign in the coming age. And I will take a bullet before I take a shot.
Yeah, we're all sheep.
Think the same way.
We are the ones who chose the right shepherd to follow. The rest of them are following the Antichrist. So even our elect are still sheep. It's just that we're sheep that follow the true Savior, the true shepherd who loves us, and is not going to lie to us and would protect us. So, you know, our nature is to be sheep. We just have to be smart enough to pick the right shepherd. And that's the problem.
Our Christian identity faith is going to be put to the true test here in the next... I wish I could say a few months, maybe weeks, but let's say in the next few months, our faith is going to be tested, probably to the point of death. Our enemies have put all their cards on the table. They're all in right now.
Yeah. No turning back.
This COVID, false COVID thing, I hope our people understand this thing is total nonsense. This virus, this mask, people dying. They don't even talk about people dying from the flu anymore. You notice the flu has disappeared? The flu, which used to kill hundreds of thousands of elderly people a year, who dies from the flu anymore? Nobody.
Well, they still die from the flu. It's just that they call it coronavirus. That's all.
Right. Well, exactly. Yeah. They still die from the flu. But we are in such a focused moment that our people need to recognize that this entire thing is basically got one end game in mind: to eliminate our people, to eliminate white Israelites from this planet, to kill us. And what I continually marvel at is the game plan has never changed from Genesis to now. It's been basically one plan: to kill off Yahweh's seed on the planet. And why should that surprise us? Was that not prophesied in Genesis 3:15? The problem is we're just too stupid. Stupid is the wrong word. What we say, deceived, misguided, benevolent. We just don't get it. There's an entire seed line on this planet that's been here for thousands of years that have one goal: to kill us. We just kind of don't get it. You know, we're kind of slow. Thankfully, there's at least a small handful of us that kind of get it. I think we get it. You and I get it. I know there's others that get it. We're in war. They want to kill us. Deep down, if I could be honest, I want to kill them. Well, I know they want to kill me. Anybody that wants to kill me, I automatically want to kind of reciprocate. I assume you think along those lines.
Yeah, that's natural. That's called survival. That's a survival.
Yeah.
Instinct. Yeah.
Oh, you want to kill me? Well, you know, I really didn't have anything against you, but since you want to kill me, well, I kind of have to pay attention to you now.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to say too much on a radio.
Right.
They probably know who I am here in New York. Anyway, brother, listen, I love you. You and I have never met, and we're going to change that.
Mm-hmm.
And what a time we're living in.
But I just want to say again, I spent 20 years in the pharmaceutical industry. And to be honest, when I was in that industry, I did not see it. We're going back a ways. They hired me in the late 80s, and I worked there for 20 years. And I just thought I had a great job. I made good money. I'm helping people. Oh, we make medicines to save lives. That's the crap they told me, and I was too stupid at that moment to see it. But now that I look back and understand what I went through, I realize that's the devil's machinery on the planet, the pharmaceutical industry. They're not here to help people. They're here to kill people. And the vaccination that they're going to roll out, and I'm talking, we're talking, they're putting out huge feelers right now. Look for vaccination to come out in the next 4 to 6 weeks. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, they're going to say, oh, the clinical studies, oh, they're so good. Antibodies are great. Side effects are non-existent. You'd be crazy not to get this thing. And the FDA is going to go, woo, emergency approval. Yep, it's good. Everybody's got to get it. And bang, we're going to have a shot available in the next 4 to 6 weeks. Mark it down. And all of a sudden, they're going to crank the machine up to where they want you to get it. And everybody better be clear, take that shot. Your DNA is never the same. You have changed your DNA. It's literally the devil's injection into you. Do not take any vaccination. No matter how uncomfortable I make it for you not to take it, do not let your children take it. Counsel your friends, your family that don't see what you see. Do the best you can to counsel them not to take it. Most of them will ignore you and think you're some kind of weirdo. And you may be only able to save yourself. I hope it's better than that for most of us. But I've found that the uninitiated and those that see nothing, you speak the truth to them, and most of them mock it and will go the other way. And that's sad for them. But do the best you can to be the watchman and warn them, and then at least your conscience will be clear. But make up your own mind that you yourself, to the point of death, will not take the vaccine from Big Pharma. It's a death sentence. It may well take you out of the book of life to take that shot. I'm speaking my opinion there, but it makes a lot of sense to me that something that's going to come in and alter my DNA will take me out of the book of life.
Mm-hmm.
Terrified of a shot. I'd take a bullet before a shot. I wouldn't even think about it.
Amen. Amen, brother. Well, it's...
Brother Dan, I love you. It's weird I say that. I've never met you. But, brother, I trust your spirit. I know we're brethren. I'm inviting myself down, by the way, just FYI. But I will call before I show up.
All right, brother.
Brother, right. Praise Yahweh. I love to be a white man. I overcame white guilt decades ago.
Uh-huh.
I'm a true Israelite, and Yahweh is our Father, and Jesus Christ is our Savior. And I love you, brother, and let's keep in touch, all right? Thank you for letting me bump into your show tonight. Praise Yahweh.
Take care, brother. Take care. Yahweh bless.
I love you. Yep.
All right. Pastor Greg up there in the wicked state of New York. Keep them in your prayers, folks. I've got friends up there, and it's not pretty anywhere up in that area. It's like, I don't know, it's just the IQ levels drop like a rock. A lot of our people, it's dropped like a rock, though. It's not just New York, it's everywhere. But New York is bad because you got Cuomo, the crypto Jew governor, and you got de Blasio, the crypto Jew New York City mayor, two overly powerful Jews who are completely insane. Both of them are insane. So they make life miserable for the poor folks up there. Unbelievable. Of course, all the folks in states run by these demons from hell, Bolshevik communist Jews. But the world is waking up to the root of the tree of evil, as Henry David Thoreau talks about. We've been swatting away at the branches, whether it's political correctness, massive immigration, white guilt, lifting up the non-whites. Those are all branches. The root of the tree is always the same. the Jew. And as we get close to the end here, folks, you need to understand the root of all our problems. Every one of these issues we're talking about, whether it's the pharmaceuticals, the vaccine, the New World Order, the bankers, blah, 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 every single one of them has a common root, the Jew. So as we get close to the end of the age, at least you can stop your fretting over all of these other nonsensical issues and focus on the root of the tree. The same root that was in the garden that deceived Adam and Eve. The same root that has menaced everybody from King David down. It's always been the same. Our founding fathers, a few hundred years ago, our founding fathers, Jefferson, Washington, Benjamin Franklin, all of them warned us about these people. It's not like we haven't known. But with modern technology, electronics in particular, they had the mechanism to brainwash us, to beguile us, much easier than they have ever had it before. So this electronic wizardry that we've invented has actually allowed them to deceive the whole world. They didn't have that power before. Now they have the power, and they literally have deceived the whole world. But praise Yahweh, we were given this opportunity to have a platform to speak to people. The words that we speak here and the words of Greg tonight are going to go out to thousands upon thousands of people, and they in turn are going to pass it on to many, many thousands more. And so just as Christ and his disciples spoke to small gatherings, and those small gatherings went out and they discipled and they taught, we're doing the exact same thing as our Heavenly Father when he walked this earth. Praise Yahweh. And because we are grounded in the truth, and because we do have hearts that care, we're having an effect. Okay? A lot of people don't like us for what we say, but that's because they are brainwashed. Okay? The truth is hurtful to those who hate the truth. So, you know, we do just as our Messiah and his disciples did 2,000 years ago. We're going to take a stand on the truth. We're not going to allow the Antichrist to have his way with us. And we're just going to have to trust the Father. We'll have our backs. I was going to bring it up with Pastor Greg there, but I have taken a stand against every store I've gone in so far, and so far nobody has been able to force me to put a mask on. In fact, I've educated some as to just how much money they can be sued for, and even at the American Legion, they tried to give me some crap, and I basically refused, and when I walked out, I said, I'll never come back. I have other issues with the American Legion besides this diapering of the face, but that was the final straw for me. So I've cut my ties to the American Legion, regrettably. I have not cut my ties to my brothers at arms, my fellow veterans, but I will not support an organization that is run by cucks and bootlicking. I won't even use the word. It's contemptible, the leadership of the American Legion. They've gone the way of the world, and I no longer want to be associated with those. So, thanks for tuning in, folks. Time is short. We got to stay strong right now. Stay connected to all the brethren that you're networking with, however you do that. At the local level, I hope you have your militias, even if it's only two or three of you, or maybe four or five. Keep it small. Small number that you can trust with your life. Keep that as your fire team for local defense. If you got a good sheriff, make sure you have one of your representatives go down and let them know. Robert David Steele interviewed Sheriff Mack. That was an excellent interview recently. And result of that is that people that understand Robert David Steele and his ties with the Marine Corps and the CIA now know about the Constitutional Sheriffs and Police Officers Association, and it's growing. And that's what we need to do. And he brought up an excellent point. The Constitutional Sheriffs need to work with the true preachers, the true pastors, the true men of God that walk this earth, not these charlatans and quacks that are in these whitewashed sepulchers, but the real men of Yahweh, the militia, the sheriffs, and the true men of God. There's your last line of defense, brothers and sisters. Those guys right there, the sheriffs and their deputies, the local militia, and the pastors who were the militia leaders of the 1700s will be the militia leaders at this time. And they're all working together at the local level. Don't be looking for anybody at the state and the federal level to save our asses. It's going to be local. That's what Yahweh wants. Local. Yahweh's plan was always to have strong local government, not big top-down type government. That's the work of the Antichrist and the communists. So, dear Heavenly Father, we give you the praise, glory, and honor this night. We thank you for Pastor Greg calling in. We ask that you bless his heart. We know it's hard on him up there, and he longs to be out of there. We hope you can extricate him from that hellhole and set him down in a peaceful land, in a green pasture. I ask that for all of us there, folks. We're all surrounded by these heathen, and we just pray that you would bring us, pick us up and plant us in a peaceful place, a Psalm 23 area by the still waters, that we can worship you, we can live according to your law, grow clean food and non-hybridized food, and drink clean water, and raise our children the way you intended, and allow our bodies to heal themselves the way you intended as well, when we take care of them properly and give them good food and nourishment. We ask a soldier's ransom, a blessing on all of our men-at-arms out there and a few of the ladies that might be part of that as well, but particularly the men. That's our job. We ask that you bless them and give them strength and courage and a stiff backbone that they can see clear of the enemy and that they will not back down in the day of testing. And I agree with Pastor Greg that I don't believe we have long to wait. This is ramping up very, very quickly. So, again, the soldiers ransom. Bless their hearts, keep them safe, make them Gideon warriors, and give them a Gideon victory. And may we all be set free from this horrific Antichrist system, this beast system of governments and corrupt bankers and merchants. Be with all those who call upon your name, Father Yahweh. The awakening is in full swing, and your children are coming to life out there. They're coming up out of that valley of dead and dry bones. We just pray that you would breathe your spirit upon all these souls, that they may be quickened to understand who you are, and that you are the only one that's really truthful with us and truly loves us. And through you and your law, we can find salvation. So walk with us and guide us, Father. Forgive us our sins and stumblings. And always we ask that you would protect us from our enemies. We ask all these things in the name of Yahweh, our Father. Hallelujah.